Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Let's read from verse 5. I hope you are ready to pray. Please help me ask somebody. I hope you are ready to pray. Ask the person. I hope you are ready to pray. In church, there are fire igniters and there are fire extinguishers. You have my permission, even if the person will get annoyed and angry. The person you sit near has an ability to affect the way you pray. If a person is a fire extinguisher, just do as if you are walking praying and leave the person. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Hello, do you understand? Okay. No problem. Job 18 from verse 5. Let's read together. The light. I want to hear your voice. Let's go. The light indeed goes out, and the flame of his fire does not shine. The light is dark in his tent, and his lamp beside him is, I pray, every wickedness and the wicked against you, let their light be cut out at their prime. In the name of Jesus, let's continue. The steps of his strength, are you seeing? Let me hear your voice. The steps of his strength are shortened, and his all counsel cast it down. Every counsel of the wicked concerning your life, let them be cast down in the name of Jesus. And let's continue. For he is cast into a nest by his own feet, and he walks into a snare. Every snare, every trap, every net that the wicked have set against you, let them walk into the trap themselves in the name of Jesus. The net takes him by the next hold of him. On every side, and drives him to his feet. His strength is tough, and destruction. Let terror, let destruction come upon every wickedness, and the wicked are living against you in the name of Jesus. And oh man, you did not come to church to watch. You came to church to worship. You did not come to church for information. You came to church for transformation. You did not come to church to live the same way you came. This service was set purposely to bring a turnaround in your life. See, if you are not concerned about your life, some of us that know you, we are concerned. We are tired of the problems you are going through. Some of you are so used to the problem, it has become part of you. If it is not putting you to shame and disgrace, it's putting some of us to shame. I saw your face, I forgot the interpretation. One rich man in the midst of six poor people is the poorest among them. So if one person is doing well and others are not doing well, I keep telling people in this job, we don't raise local champions here. Where one person is doing well, we want to buy bus. Hey, Otumba, Femi, please, we have come again. Help us as you have always helped us. That is the kind of life some of you are living. There is somebody you always go to for help. But God is saying, that is not normal. That is not what I want to happen to you. So this service is purposely raised by God to bring a turnaround in your situation. That you need to cooperate with Him. Do you understand? Let's go. 1 John 5:19. 1 John 5:19. 5:19. And what we'll be doing, please be good students. We'll be reading together. Why? I know some of you have not read the Bible in 2 months. So let's give you opportunity of reading the Bible today. So let's read together here. Is that good enough? So be reading so that in case somebody asks you when last did you read, you remember. 10 a.m. on the 9th, you read Bible. Hallelujah. 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 Read that. Let's go to the Lord. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We know that we are God and the whole world lies under the sway. Listen to me. The whole world lies under the influence of the wicked, including your home, including your house, including your place of work. It lies under the sway, under the influence of wickedness. If you don't handle wickedness on this earth, you will suffer. If you don't handle wickedness, you will cry. If you don't handle wickedness, it will do you like sin. If you don't handle wickedness, everybody will move forward and they will leave you behind. If you don't handle wickedness, you'll be cowering in shame when you see your friends. Handle wickedness, or wickedness will handle you. The whole world is under the sway of the wicked one. The whole world. Ephesians 6, verse 12. Just want to read two scriptures and I move forward. Just make sure you listen to the first service tape. I'm not repeating anything there. Verse 12. Let's read together. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual hosts of wickedness. Sir, whether you like it or not, you are fighting against spiritual hosts of wickedness. That you know it does not matter. That you don't know it does not matter. It is sure. You are fighting against spiritual hosts of wickedness. If you don't do something about it, it will swallow you up. It will swallow you up. It will swallow. I shared it this year again. My earliest memory of wickedness was a village I grew up in, where uncle went abroad. And uncle left mama. And uncle was sending nothing to mama. And one day, while we had slept, we heard the voice of mama in the village. Apparently, we were told that mama was walking around the village around 4 a.m. naked, holding the breast, and was calling uncle's name. Except you did not stop this bread, you will come back home. Ma, sir, 1 week after, uncle came back home. And when I was leaving that village, uncle was wearing slippers, walking barefooted in the village. That is wickedness. You don't handle it, it handles you. See, today I don't want to share stories. I don't want to share illustrations. If you like, pray. If you like, don't pray. Everybody gets one way they handle. Are we in church? But today, the wickedness of the wicked in your life shall come to an end. In the name of Jesus. If Jesus is resurrected from the dead, every wickedness of the wicked in your life shall be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:13. Now we move on. Look at this. Read with me. Let's go. Want to go? But evil men, an impostor, will grow worse. Give me in King James, if it's possible. Let me see King James. I read. He's reading in King James. Let's read together. For evil men and seducers shall wax worse. Sir, wickedness is increasing. If you don't do anything about it, it will deal with you. Sir, you are in that problem because of wickedness. Because of wickedness. I'm here this morning for us to handle 5 issues of wickedness. 5. 5 different angles of it. 5. Number one angle we are going to handle is what I call the counsel of the wicked. Say with me, say the counsel of the wicked. Say that, let me hear you now. Isaiah 5:9-10. Isaiah 5:9-10. Isaiah 5. What is a council? It's a committee. It's a team that take decisions. Something like that. Isaiah 8:9-10. Let's read together. Associate yourself, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces, and give ear, all ye of far countries, guide yourself and you shall be broken in pieces. Guide yourself and you shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together and it shall come to naught. Speak the word and it shall not stand. For God, there is a council that associate themselves together, that come together to take counsel, that make decisions on behalf of families, on behalf of place of work. That is what we call cabal, teaching cabinet. There is a council behind the council that take decisions. I pray for you. Every council of wickedness in your family, let the thunder of the Lord scatter them. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, every council of wickedness, of my father's house, of my place of work, say, thunder arise. Scatter them, scatter them, scatter them, scatter them, scatter them, scatter them. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So the council take counsel, but the Lord will scatter their counsel. Isaiah 54, Isaiah 54, verse 15, Isaiah 54, verse 15. See, counsel is always a gathering. Let's go. Want to go? Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Let's go. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall. Lift your hand up. Say, every counsel of the wicked, gather because of me. Fall. Let the counsel scatter. Let the castle be destroyed. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Remember, he said, associate yourself together. He said, take a decision. It shall not stand. I come here by grace and I prophesy for you. Any counsel taken against your welfare, it shall not stand. 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 It is cancelled. It is annulled in the name of Jesus. Mark 14:55. Let's see the council of the Sanhedrin. Mark 14:55. Now the chief priests and the council sought testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. For many bore false witness against him. But their testimonies, people that rise up against you, their testimonies shall not agree. Their counsel shall not stand. Their counsel shall not stand. Their counsel shall not stand. Lift your right up in anger. Say, Lord, arise. Say, Christian. Say, Lord, arise. Say, destroy. Scatter every counsel of the wicked against my life. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have you seen? One day, I got home, you know, after preaching. I think, you know, we're doing one service that time. I got home. I just lie down on the couch and I was watching television. And one Shama was on screen. And he was talking about how if they want a contract. I pray for you. Whoever has ever summoned your spirit, let the thunder of the Lord strike them. In the name of Jesus. The man was talking about, he used an example of a contract. They want to get a contract in the presence of it. Then they will ask the person to bring the name of a person. Then they will call the name of a person 3 times at midnight. The spirit of a person will come to their knees in the meeting. They will give instruction to the spirit and say, from tomorrow, this contract you want to give, let it be for this. Let it be for this. And you must finish it between them. And they will ask the spirit to go back. See, I was like, am I still tripping on TV? Whoever has summoned you for evil, let the thunder not visit them now. Let them be visited by thunder. Let them be visited by thunder. Let them be visited by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Anyone holding an important position, that people need things from you, and they are summoning you, whenever they call your name, let the Lord answer by thunder. Let the Lord answer by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Lift your 2 hands up. Let's pray. Have your seat. Pray. We say, any decision or counsel taken against me by the counsel of the wicked, say, it shall not stand. It shall not prosper. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Any decision taken by any council. Say every conspiracy of the council of the wicked against me. Let the conspiracy scatter. Let the conspiracy scatter. Let the conspiracy scatter. Let the conspiracy scatter. Say every agenda and mandate of the council of the wicked to waste, to devour, to destroy me is consumed by fire. Every agenda, mandate to rob me, to empty me, to assassinate me, to bring tragedy, to bring sorrow over my life, let it scatter. Let it scatter. Let it scatter. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Put your hand on your head. From today, whenever, wherever they call your name for evil, let evil befall them there. In the name of Jesus, from today, any wickedness planned against you, let the wickedness come upon the wicked. Say amen. Let me hear you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The counsel of the council shall not stand. Can I say with me, say the counsel, say the decision of the council shall not stand. Say the counsel, the decision of the council shall not stand. Say that again, let me hear you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Number two thing I want us to do is Zechariah 1. And please, I beg you, listen attentively. Zechariah 1, verse 17, verse 19. Let's do verse 18. We are, remember, we are reading together. So that if you go to intervene and say, when last did you read the Bible, you mentioned to this thing. We are reading together. Yeah, let's go, let's go. Then I raised my eyes and look forward. You know horns. Give me the sign of a horn. Let me see. Beautiful. I'm not going to talk about horn. Okay. Let's go. And I said to the angel, who talk with me? What are these? So he answered me, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel. These are the horns that have scattered Abiodun, Ladipo, and Aribike. Pray angrily. Pray angrily. Whatever is scattering, whatever you are gathering, let the Lord arise and scatter them. In the name of Jesus. If he did not show them the horn, they will be laboring in vain. Go back to verse 19. Go back to verse 19. I love 20, but let's get to 19 first. Oh yeah, let's go. Let's read together. And I said to the angel, who talked to me? What are these? So he answered me. Oh yeah, read slowly. These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. These are the horns that have scattered you in your place of work. Look at verse 20. Let's go. 20 and 21. We go. And the Lord, show me how many things. There is an answer for every answer. There is an answer from heaven for every horn. There were four horns and there were four craftsmen. In fact, we have trillions of craftsmen. Only four were sent. If you're not open your eyes, you will see craftsmen everywhere here. There are angels here, to do the operation here. Do you understand? Fear not. You are not going home the same way you came. Do you hear me? Do you understand me? Let's go. And I said, what are these coming to do? So he said, these are the horns that scatter Judah, so that no one can lift up his head. But the craftsmen are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations that lifted up their horns against the land of Judah. Allah, Rabada Daga, Ede Kirike Dede Demukuria Gada. Every horn are reading against you. We cast them down. We cast them down. Listen to me. Listen to me. What is a horn? A horn is a symbol of strength, power, authority. That's what the Bible said in Psalm 92. He said, my horn shall you lift up like that. This is my strength. Your horn is your dominion. In fact, when you see a ram, it uses the horn to attack, to dominate, to show power, to show strength. That is what the horn is. If you're in Africa, you know people put red things on their horn. And any African in the house? Abuja Africans, you are here? Any African there, they use red things to come out. Biribiri, do beauty. Honey, honey, honey. Anything I tell you, make you do now. Now, horn. Anyone that has spoken into any horn because of you, let the thunder of the Lord arise and strike them. In the name of Jesus. Any order, any decree, any command given you by any satanic horn, let that order go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. So the horn is an instrument of attack. It's an instrument of suppression. It is an instrument of oppression. It's an instrument of control. It's an instrument of territorial dominion. That is what the horn is. And you know, have you seen a mad goat before? Or a mad ram? It's that same horn that they use to scatter everything in the house and cause every pandemonium. That is what the horn does. But we come this morning by a higher power. He said, at the name of Jesus, every name was power. Of things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth. Any horn arisen to scatter your labor, let the horn be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. From what the Bible says, two agenda of the horn. Number one, to scatter. Number two, nobody will make harm. They say, none shall lift up their head. That is it. Nobody will make harm. Nobody will make harm. Nobody will make harm. Nobody will make harm. You know, you go to some villages, some when you see offering sometimes, fear will catch you self. When last did you see 5 naira, 10 naira? There are some villages when you go back, the horn don't scatter. It don't pull down head. It's 5 naira, 10 naira. When you remove 100 naira, fear will catch you self. Say, make this horn no go after me. So you go to the corner and change and bring 5 naira and put now on. You know, my wife and I, when we were sharing our childhood and different things, you know, we discussed many things. One of the things we discuss, I'm not going to say if it's ours or from my own side, is growing up in villages where, in towns or villages where people are going home for Christmas. The person is a principal, has like 2 cars in the city, but when he's going to the village, he changes the clothes, wears different kind of clothes, and walks around the village barefooted, because the man knows in my village there are horns. If the horns know I'm doing well, the horns will scatter what I'm doing. There are many of you that knows in your village they are horns. You have not gone home in a long while because you are afraid. But you know what? Horns get eyes, sir. Horns, on those horns, they are eyes. Horns, they monitor, sir. When horn is ready, if you like, don't go home. They just arise anytime. But if you don't go home also, it's better. It takes long to remember you. But you know what? We are not the ones that run away. He that lives, fight and runs away, will come back and fight another time. We are not postponing our battles for our children. Me, my friend, my brother will always tell me, he said, let us fight the battle so our children will praise the Lord. They just come and say, oh Lord, I just thank you, I praise you. Lord, my Lamborghini, when? And God say, next week. He's in the car. But for us, before we get the car, I want to do that for my children. My father, my mother did it and died. They did not finish it. I want to conclude the matter. Are you here? You want to conclude the matter? Lift your right hand up. Say, horns of my father's house, scatter in my neighbor. Say, the angels of God, arise against you. In the name of Jesus, horns of my father's house, horns of my father's house, horns of my father's house. Scatter in my neighbor. The angels of the Lord, arise and scatter. 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 Arise, arise. Arise, arise. Arise, arise. Angels of God, arise. scatter every horn of my father's house against my neighbor. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The horn scatters, and they all say, here, nobody needs officers. I minister to a member of this church whom his father was an occultist. And the father called a family meeting one day and said, all of you, hear me and hear me well. Nobody does better than me. If you do it, you die. Nobody did better. It's a horn. I don't care what the name of the horn is, but you are in this church. You are under my jurisdiction. I pray for you. Any horn arising against you, let the horn be destroyed by the angels of the Lord. Let them be destroyed by the angels of the Lord. Let them be destroyed by the angels of the Lord. Let them be destroyed by the angels of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. So you remember, it scatters. It refuses everybody to lift up his hands. Ephesians 6:12. Let's handle four horns there. There's a picture of four horns in Ephesians 6:12. Oh yeah, let's go. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against number one horn. What is the name? I am against and against of this age and against. Stand up on your feet. Let's address them. Principal, you are going to be feeling the car. Principalities of my father's house. Principalities of my place of all principalities. Let's do it this way. Principalities of wickedness are raising against me, scattering and saying, I will not lift up my head. Perish. Are you here? You know you have the literal whatever freedom to fill in the gap. Lift your right arm, sir. Lift your right arm. Say, principalities of wickedness are risen against me. Perish, angels of the Lord, arise against them. Craft men of heaven, arise, arise, arise. Craft men of heaven, arise, 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 arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you sure you want to pray? You never start, though. Never start. If you were at the retreat yesterday and you are not praying, we are understood because you went through some rigorous exercises. But it's over those who are praying well, and the people that did not come yesterday are still the ones struggling. Lift your right hand up. Second horn. Say, powers of wickedness. Say, powers of wickedness are risen against me, scattering me, refusing my head to be lifted up. Say, angels of God, craftsmen of heaven, arise and destroy them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Arise and destroy, arise. Arise and destroy. Arise and destroy. Arise and destroy. Arise and destroy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. What's the third one? Rulers of darkness of this age, of this world. So it could be of your house, it could be of your place of work. You know, I tell people, in those days when I used to do businessmen prayer meeting Saturdays and career, I tell people, maybe apart from the cemetery, the highest place of trafficking of demons is the market. And when I say market, not the market there, your place of work is a market where you exchange things. There is no place where demon plenty pass your office and the market. Even if you open a small shop, they are there. I pray for you. Every horn against your career and against your business, let the craftsmen of heaven destroy them. The craftsmen of heaven terrify them. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. By this prayer, there will be strange promotions and elevation in our midst. In the name of Jesus. Say with me. Say, rulers of darkness of this age, craftsmen of heaven, terrify them. In the name of Jesus. Terrify them. Craftsmen of heaven, terrify. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now I want to give you opportunity because you are wise enough to know the horn troubling you. Horn from my foundation. Horn from my father. You are angels of God. The craftsmen are angels. Verify them. Lift your right through hands. I want you to pray for yourself. I don't know the horn verifying you, but you are going to mention by their name. And as the craftsmen of heaven, to verify them. Over to you. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Maya Gadide, Maria Gadada, Anna Gadine Mokuria. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have you said, let's go to the third one. I'm going to five, but let's go to the third one. Psalm 125, 1 to 3. Psalm 125, 1 to 3. Let's reach together. I want to go. When I don't tire, oh yeah, let's go. One, two, go. Hello, 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 hello. Do you trust in God? You cannot be moved. Did you see that? Look at Duce there. Duce. Duce means mountain abyss. Judas beggar cannot move it. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. The wind can blow against the hills. It cannot move it. It is you moving yourself. Nothing is moving you. It is your fear that is moving you. Nothing is moving you. Me, I'm a worship man. I never have any help anywhere. My help has always been in God. So I read the Bible like a mad person and I take everything out of it. If the Bible says I cannot be moved, you cannot move me. But I can move myself. I move when I want to move. You cannot be sacred. You live when you want to live. Because you are like a mountain that is unmovable, unshakable, and is established. Do we understand? Read again. Those who trust, remove those. Let's go. Abiodun, who trust in the Lord. It's like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround you, so the Lord surround his people from this time forth, no shaking, no moving, from this time forth. And forever, no shaking, no moving, from this time forth and forever. You are like a mountain, and then the Lord surrounds you. The Lord surrounds you. You know, sometimes ago, I used to have very nasty dreams. And one day I was reading the Bible, and I saw my life is hid in Christ and in God. I did not pray against evil dream. It disappeared. I knew my life is hid in Christ, in God. For you to touch me, you touch God first. If you can touch him, touch him. That was the end of it. Sir, that was the end of it. We struggle when we don't have the appropriate knowledge. And that's why when I'm reading the Bible publicly and I get to places where God has delivered me by scripture, I pause like this and show you. Do you understand? Go back to verse 3. You see, you can have a head knowledge. If it doesn't touch your heart, it doesn't work. Ah, pastor says so. Yes. Do you understand? Now you the talker. Yes. Let's go to verse 3 where I'm going to. Read verse 3 with me. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Tell somebody, the rod of the wicked is not permitted to rest upon you. permitted to, tell yourself, say, be to hear the word of the Lord. The rod of the wicked is not permitted to rest. What is a rod? You all know a rod. Some of you, you see, have a rod in the car. Because your children are in the children department. You need to bring that rod to take them home. You understand rod now? Some of you, if you check your back, you see the mark of a rod. You understand that rod and that staff. I don't know why they removed, they only spoke about comfort. It's the staff that comforts. The rod does some things that have been done to you. You know rod now? Gulala. Cane. Which other name do you call it? Koboko. The koboko of a wicked man shall not rest upon you. That's what the scripture is saying. What is the rod? The rod is an instrument of punishment. So God is saying, the enemy, I did not put the rod of punishment for my children in the hands of the devil to punish my children. I did not. Sir, did you hear me? Hello, did you hear me? He did not hand over the rod of your punishment into the hand of the enemy. And that's why he's saying the rod of wicked shall not rest on the righteous. Lest the righteous put forth their hands into iniquity. When some things are tough, pastor can even go to Baba Lazo's house, go and collect power. It's happening all over Nigeria. Pastors can do that. Why? The rod of the wicked. When you have struggled and walk, and you have nothing to show for it, apart from having no show, you have been married for 25 years, no child, or you wanted to marry 25 years, no child, no marriage. You have been getting pregnant and they have miscarriage. It will get to a time that I will tell you, let me take you somewhere that you will follow willingly with your eyes wide open. Why? The rod of a wicked. I pray for you. Any rod of a wicked that is upon your family, let the fire of the Lord consume them. In the name of Jesus. So listen to me. Your rod is not in the hand of the enemy. If it is there, you must challenge the enemy. You understand? Hello, you understand? Are you ready to challenge the enemy? You know what they call the lot of righteous? Everything that has to do with you. Your land, your building, your possession, your inheritance, your portion, your benefit, your family, your marriage, your children is your lot. The lot of the righteous is the inheritance of the righteous, is the possession of the righteous. The rod of the wicked is not permitted to rest on it. Look at it. What did he say? Read again. Let me go. The rod of the wicked shall not. He did not say shall not touch. Huh? What the devil is doing for most of you. So when he does it like 6 times and discover that you don't do anything, he will now come and rest. When the rod touches and you don't fight, it will come and rest. A rod rests when you don't fight when it touches. See, in those days when I was much more radical, when I'm taking prayer, I tell people, see, you touch me, you die. You imagine bad things about me, you die. You try me, you die. You so that any attempt will never, you will write a will and tell your children that you can do this to anybody, but this man, don't go near. When the rod is touching and you do nothing, the rod comes and it rests. The rod can touch, but the rod must never rest. You understand, sir? Do you understand, sir? It must not settle. It must not abide. It must not rest. It must not continue. Once is a mistake. Two, they call it coincidence. But for me, two is not a coincidence. The rod of wicked must not rest upon you. I've always told you this. The wicked can exact authority over the righteous. if the righteous does nothing about it. The wicked can maltreat the righteous if the righteous does nothing. Go and ask Abel what Cain did to him. Go and ask John the Baptist what Herod did to him and Herodias did to him. Go and ask Naboth what Jezebel did to him. If you allow the rod rests. I pray for you. Whatever rod is not giving you rest, may the thunder of the Lord arise and destroy those rods. In the name of Jesus, any rod taking away your peace, let the thunder of the Lord strike those rods. In the name of Jesus. So the rod can be against any area of your family. By saying the rod must not rest. Can you say with me, say, I refuse the rod to rest. I refuse the rod to settle. Say that, let me hear you. I refuse the rod to abide. I refuse the rod to continue. Are you sure about that? If you are sure, stand up on your feet. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Pray. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. Lift your right hand up. Say, rod of the wicked, bringing crisis into my life, be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, every rod of the wicked, bringing crisis into my life, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. Every rod of the wicked, bringing crisis into my life, every rod of the wicked, activating delay, bringing miscarriage into my life, may destroy every rod of the wicked, delaying my marriage, delaying my promotion, may destroy, may destroy, may destroy, rod of the wicked, against my marriage, against my children, against my resort, against my academics, may destroy, may destroy, may destroy, may destroy, rod of the wicked, against my womb, against my loins, may destroy, may destroy, El Gramatada. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You saw the way I prayed. I was moving against this, against that, against this. They are destroyed. That's the way I wanted to pray. You know where the shoe is pinching you? It is a rod. It is a rod. It is a rod. It shall not rest. It shall not rest. We will not give the rod rest. The Lord destroyed that rod. Are we ready to pray again? Say with me, say every wickedness of a wicked, say come to an end in my life, say rod of the wicked against my life, say be destroyed, rod of the wicked bringing delay, rod of the wicked bringing punishment, be destroyed, every rod of the wicked, be destroyed. Rod of the wicked, terminating good things in my life. Rod of the wicked, stopping good things from flowing into my life. May destroy, 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 may destroy. Every rod bringing scarcity, bringing lack, bringing shortage, bringing losses into my life. May destroy. Let the rod of the wicked be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lift your right hand up. Say, rod of family idols. Are you ready? I pray for everyone here. Any evil cry of any family idol, whether you know about it or not, that is crying against you, let them be silenced forever. In the name of Jesus, say capitals of heaven, say craftsmen of heaven, say arise, destroy the rod of any idol upon my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Every idol, any rod of any idol, arise against my life. Be destroyed, be destroyed. where there's joy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. One of the most effective rod is a rod of the household enemy. Jesus quoting Micah, the a man's enemy shall be members of his household. The enemy is behind the offense. The enemy stays in the same house with you. He is closer than you think. We are going to pray angrily with your two hands up. Rod of household wickedness. Say with me. Say, rod of household wickedness. Rod of strong men of my father's house. Rod of strong men of my family house. Be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. My life is not your portion. Be destroyed by fire. Let the rod be destroyed. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we pray that prayer again? I was hearing Yoruba, Mi Onigba. What is it? I will not agree. I will not accept. Whatever refuses to let you go, let the rod of the Lord smash them into pieces. In the name of Jesus, lift your eyes up. Say, rod of household enemy, rod of the strong man of my father's house, are risen against me. Say, be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. Lose me, let me go. Be destroyed, be destroyed. Be destroyed, be destroyed. Be destroyed, be destroyed. Be destroyed, be destroyed. Let the rod be destroyed. Let the rod be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch out your hand here. Let me pray for you because of our time. Any rod from the waters arisen against you, let them be swallowed up by fire. In the name of Jesus, the source of your problem that is from the marine kingdom, let the rod of the Lord arise and scatter that kingdom now. Let that kingdom be scattered now. Let that kingdom be scattered now. Let that kingdom be scattered now. By the rod of the Lord, let the Lord scatter that kingdom. In the name of Jesus, you are released from that kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Pause. Close your eyes. Any rod that has been sent on an errand against your life and destiny, let the rod return back to where they are coming from and destroy them. Let the rod return and destroy them. Let the rod return and destroy them. Let the rod return and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Are we here? You remember when God called Moses, he gave him a rod. Or he was having holding a rod and And when he got to Egypt, what the Lord he said, drop it on the ground. He dropped it. The magician did what? They dropped their rod. You remember that story? But what happened is the rod of Moses swallowed every rod. Are you ready for the prayer point? Let the rod of God arise and swallow up every rod of evil against my life. Are we ready to pray? Rama labajita labakaria, e delibojita labakaria. Say, rod of God, I tell you, say, rod of God, say, arise, swallow the rod of the wicked, arisen against my life and my family, in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you pray? Arya katata, mata kata labakaria. Swallow, 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 swallow. Swallow, swallow, swallow. Swallow swallow them. Rod of the Lord, arise for my sake. Swallow, 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 swallow. The rod of wickedness. Swallow, 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 swallow. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Every rod that allows you to walk through everything, and on the day of reward, it waits for you. Last minute, finishing line, it is there. I pray for you. Let thunder of the Lord consume that rod. Every rod of last minute disappointment, last minute failure, that has been attacking you, cutting forth your joy, cutting forth your laughter, let the rod be consumed by fire. Let the rod be consumed by fire. Let the rod be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Is there anybody here that was very naughty when you were young, and they have, you know where they kept the rod, but you normally go and pick the rod and hide it? There are plenty for this church. Go and hide it, so when they want to lose, they don't see the rod again. There, for some of us, the rod has hit us one time, two times, three times, four times. Sir, it must never hit you again. Are you here? Sir, are you here? Never again. Can I say never again? Say rod of the wicked. Never again. Say rod of the wicked. Say in my life. Never again. Rod of the wicked. In my family. Never again. Rod of the wicked. In my place of work. Never again. Rod of the wicked. In my academics. Never again. Are you ready? Are you ready? When he says affliction shall not arise a second time, he says that means the rod will not come again. It has come once. It has come somewhere. It has come twice. That rod. And the one sending that rod, let them be destroyed by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Broken marriages, broken engagements, miscarriages, that rod, let them be destroyed by thunder. Let them be destroyed by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Rising and falling, program losses, that rod of ill luck, bad luck, and misfortune, let that rod be destroyed by thunder. In the name of Jesus. I will not forget that prayer, but never again. Are you ready? You are going to pray. You'll be changing. Never again. Rod of wicked in my work. Never again. Be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Never again. Rod of wicked against this, against my children. If something is happening to your children, you don't like mention the name of the children. It's a rod. Never. Are you ready? I'll take the first one and then you continue. You understand? Lift your two hands up. And if you can move around, move around. We are going to pray this and pray it and pray. Say never again. Say rod of the wicked in any area of my life. Be destroyed by the fire of the Lord. Angels of God, arise against any rod, against my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. I can hear you. I can hear you. Maria da 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 da. Never again! Never again! Never again! Never again! Never again! Never again! In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We once had a prayer meeting. At that time, we used to have prayer meetings last day of the month and the first 2 days of the month. We're having that prayer meeting. A young boy walked into the church, joined the prayer, came for 3 days, prayed. These prayers look very strange to him, like it looks strange to some of you, until he delivers the result. And then he went home one day and slept. Unknown to me, the niece of that guy for 13 weeks, around 4 or 5 months, have left the house. They have looked for the niece everywhere. They can't find it. You can remember. They can't find the guy. So, after that hot prayer, she got home and was sleeping and saw me appear to him in the dream. Or appear to the niece and carried the niece where the niece was and took the niece home. I can't remember the day, whether it was a knock of a niece that woke him or whatever. Woke up, went outside. The woman, the girl they've been looking for 4 or 5 months, was brought home. After a prayer like this, let me tell you this, even though we are in the jackpot age, if you behave like an European in Africa, you will suffer. If you pray like a gendarme, an American, yeah. Lord my God, every rod of the wicked working against my life. The rod for don't beat you well. Wella! 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 Rod, they follow people everywhere. Go Canada, go UK, go everywhere. Rod, they operate there. And they pray for people online every week. Rod, they operate. Some people run away because of rod in Africa. Rod, they wait for them there. They follow. I pray for you. Any rod that will follow you in Iran, let them be destroyed by fire. Let them be destroyed by fire. Let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. We'll go back. We'll pray that prayer again. For strange acts of God in our midst. Rod, never again. Rod of the wicked, never again. Are you ready? Are you ready? Lift your two hands up. Let's pray again. Say, in my life, never again. In my marriage, never again. In my finances, never again. Concerning my health, never again. Concerning my pregnancy, never again. Rod of the wicked, I receive the case and the error of my life. Fire of the Lord, consume death. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, let's pray. And Maria Katata, Mata Karia Katata, Maria Katata. Never. No more affliction, no more miscarriage, no more delay, no more failure, no more backwardness. Rod of the wicked, touch fire. Rod of the wicked, touch fire. Rod of the wicked, touch fire. Open your mouth and pray. Rabakaria gadadada. Rabakaria gadadada. No more, never again. No more, never again. No more, never again. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hear the word of the Lord. Affliction shall not rise again. 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 The rod of the wicked is taken away from your possessions. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Stretch forth your hand here. The rod of delay, the rod of losses, the rod of tragedy, the rod of untimely death, the rod of failure, the rod of miscarriage, the rod of sorrow, the rod of hardship, the rod of affliction, the rod of diseases, the rod of lack, the rod of frustration, the rod of limitation, the rod of barrenness, they are taken away from your Lord in the name of Jesus. Last prayer. Rod of the Lord, locate the back of wickedness and the wicked against me. Hello, are you here? Lift your right hand up in anger. Say, Rod of the Lord. Say that, let me say, Rod of the Lord. say, locate the bark of the week of wickedness and the wicked against my life in the name of Jesus. Can you make that declaration? Say, Rod of the Lord, 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 locate the back, locate the back, locate the back of every wickedness and the wicked against my life. Rod, 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 Rod of the Lord, Rod of the Lord, Rod of the Lord, Rod of the Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. He that the Son of Man shall set free is free indeed. You are set free from the powers of the counsel of the wicked. You are set free from the horn of the wicked. You are set free from the rod of the wicked. You are set free from the rage of the wicked. You are set free from the tongue of the wicked. You are set free from the wickedness of the wicked. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank God for mercies. I feel the time is fast spent.
Thank you for not giving me to the wishes of my enemies. Thank you for fighting my battle.
The one that fought for you, even when you did not know him. Now that you know him, is it now the time that you abandon you? The one that died for you, even when you were not born. Now that you are alive, will he not go to the end of the world to do great and mighty things for you? Listen to me. May the Lord arise and put every wickedness and the wicked to shame in your life. In the name of Jesus, the rod of the wicked shall not alight upon your inheritance again. In the name of Jesus, you will not go back to square one. Any rod of the wicked that want to move you back to square one, let the rod return back to the enemy. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord arise and fight your battles. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom. You enjoy rest. You enjoy peace. You enjoy life without stress. The battles are over. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.